This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. And to continue a conversation we had started at the end of the 8 o'clock hour on Mobile Mornings, I want to pick this back up, and we are talking about the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project and the tolls, how they will work, where they will apply to, and how much, and when this all happens. Great to have Allison Gregg with LDOT and Matt Erickson, LDOT Project Director, joining me again. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, so let's get the to those that have been under a rock and have not paid attention to this point. The project getting ready to start this year. The dirt is going to be moved. We're working forward. When do y'all with LDOT expect us to have? When do I get to drive across the bridge?
We will. We anticipate construction being complete in 2025.
Okay, so 2025, I get to load up the Sullivan family. We head across the bridge. Then, in the meantime, we're discussing how this is paid for, and this is something we've talked about in the past on the show, but this is a combined effort from multiple entities to make this happen.
Correct. Because the project is approximately $2 billion, LDOT is being proactive and actually looking at different ways to finance the project, and that includes grants, loans, activity bonds, and then also developing a public-private partnership, a P3, and that will help us deliver the project in a timely manner. When we look at traffic on the I-10 corridor between Mobile and Baldwin counties, it's growing every day. Just earlier this week, there was a backup on one of the mornings that a lot of folks were stuck in traffic on both the Causeway and the Bayway for almost an hour. And so this is by doing the funding this way, it allows us to deliver the project in a timely manner.
Okay, so in doing this, it kind of break it down. So we have private capital coming in. They're going to, I guess, go borrow the money or come up with the money on their own to pay for these things. What is LDOT's role? Are you in there as part of the construction? Are you in there making sure that it's built properly? I mean, what, like, day in and day out during this project, what will LDOT folks be doing?
Yeah, so we'll still oversee the construction. We're developing the specifications and documents that the private concessionaire will have to abide to. So LDOT will still have an active role, but as you said, the state and the federal government do not have the funds to fund this mega project. So we're having to rely on the private sector to help us with the funding and financing of this.
Okay, so like as an analog, if it's almost, well, it's like a private individual getting a house built. I mean, that's what y'all's role is. You've got the plans that are drawn up, and this private entity is they're the contractor, right?
Yes, and you know they're designing it, they're building it, they're financing it, and then they'll have the long term operation and maintenance period.
Okay, that's interesting. I hadn't even thought about, Matt, I hadn't thought about the maintenance. So when this is done, and let's say down the road there's potholes or whatever, it has to be fixed. Is it a state crew or one of the concessionaire's crews doing the work?
It'll be the concessionaire's crew. That will be heavily involved, and they will have performance measures that we will ensure that they maintain.
Okay, so now let's get to what has so many people talking this morning, although I've pointed out that this is not been new. I was looking back through my emails and conversations. The subject of tolling has been around for quite a long time. I think what caught people off guard is that we were surprised that it was not going to just apply to the bridge, but also I-10 all over. So if you go the Wallace Tunnel or you go the bridge, both of those would be tolled.
Yes, that's correct. The I-10 Mobile River Bridge will be tolled, and Wallace Tunnel will also have to be. If you didn't toll Wallace, you would have a large majority that would get off of I-10, divert through the Wallace Tunnel. We would still have our congestion issue. So to have a feasible project, you have to toll Wallace Tunnel also.
Okay, so would that tolling, I mean, maybe the drawing's done on it, would that toll place, wherever the camera, because y'all said earlier this morning, don't think toll booth, this is going to be tolled by plate. Is that going to be somewhere back around Virginia Street and where on the Eastern Shore?
Sure. So the a new word to start using in our vocabulary is gantry, the toll gantry. That will be the mechanism that goes across the roadway that actually has the transponder readers, so folks can have transponders in their car, and then they will also have cameras, so they'll be taking pictures of your license plate. So there's a few options for paying for the toll, paying your toll. The exact location of those gantries, that will come out in final design, which we will reach once we select the concessionaire for this project.
All right. What about the, I got a lot of people had asked questions this morning about this as well, that the rate, and you said that still hadn't, it was between $3 and $6, and there's a couple different things that, you know, number one, if you don't travel the whole route, it's not as much if you get off halfway or get on halfway, but also people asking, is there a discount for locals? Does it matter where you're from going forward? If, I mean, would you pay less if you're going across every day as much as a tourist would, or is it going to be the same?
So ALDOT is committed to implementing a frequent user discount for the project. So folks who drive from Baldwin to Mobile County on a regular basis, they will be able to receive a frequent user discount.
Okay, so there will be something here for somebody who is, let's, you know, I mean, say, hey, I got to go across the Bayway every day. I got customers there. I live over here. That's going to be taken into account.
Absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of us, and I am a cross-county person as well, so there's a lot of folks that I know that are driving back and forth at least 20 to 40 times a month, and so we want to make sure that we are offering that discount for them.
If people are looking for, I guess, more information on this, go to the ALDOT website, or will the concessionaire have a website up? Where will be the go-to source for as this project goes forward from this year through 2025?
So we actually have a project website, mobileriverbridge.com, easy and memorable. It's up there, and we update it with project information. It has a lot of information about tolling and the project development as well.
Now, y'all had said this morning, we're talking about the span of this project. It would be 55 years. Is that what we're looking at?
Yes, that's the duration of the concession period.
All right, so the toll will be whatever, somewhere between $3 and $6, right? And then that will be the toll going forward for 55 years, or will they have the option of raising that or in the future, or is that set when it finally comes to a certain price?
Those are some of the details that we're still working out, whether, you know, there'll be an index for inflation. We are planning to have another public hearing on this as we work to finalize these details on the tolling plan.
What about the you mentioned it, that, you know, if you did leave I-10 in the Wallace Tunnel untold, you would have people diverting or leakage, as you said, from around the bridge. But that's going to be true to some degree with somebody going, hey, they have some local knowledge, they're going to go down, take the Bankhead Tunnel and take the Causeway. Do you think there's going to be additional traffic beyond what it is right now on places like the Causeway and the Bankhead, and will that cause more issues for y'all with ALDOT keeping those roads up?
Yeah, for sure. With any new toll facility, you have to look at the route that would be used as free bypasses. So ALDOT is looking at what's going to happen to the Causeway with more traffic on it and Bankhead. So we're in the process of looking at that increased traffic.
I know this question doesn't apply to most people listening, but it's not every day I have folks like y'all on to ask questions. You know, the tunnel, they can't take hazardous material, or I don't know the exact definition, through the Wallace Tunnel. So the big trucks using that come over the Cochrane. With the new bridge, would those trucks be able to go over the new bridge, or will they still be stuck going over the Cochrane?
Oh, that's one of the benefits with the bridge, that we will not have a hazmat detour through the city anymore. They will be able to utilize the new bridge.
All right. And one last question here with the bridge height. I know we talked about this many times when the first renderings were out and second and third renderings were out. Part of the big story here in the Port of Mobile is the deepening and widening of the Panama Canal, the push for these big super tankers coming into the Port of Mobile, deepening the channel. Has that been taken into account? Is that the height of the bridge to accommodate those ships, or will that have to be changed?
Yes, that's a great point. And ALDOT committed years ago, working with the port and the city, that we would build a structure that would not have a negative impact on increased ships and the Carnival Cruise Lines as such. So that is the reason the bridge is set at an elevation of 215 feet. And this bridge will be one of the largest cable-stay bridges in North America.
Okay. A cable stay mean, does that look like the Golden Gate? Is that a cable stay or what is that?
Cochrane Bridge is a cable stay.
Okay.
You know, this will have a different design. We're looking at the aesthetics of it to make sure it's aesthetically pleasing. But it's similar to that. The Golden Gate is a suspension bridge.
Suspension. All right. Yeah. Speaking of the aesthetics of it, I mean, I knew y'all were taking a lot into account when I saw, I don't know how many years ago, y'all rolled out the shadow map of the bridge. I said, now, there's something I would not have thought of, where the shadow is set for the bridge in downtown.
That's right. Yeah, we looked at all those impacts, mainly because, like I just said, due to the height of this bridge.
All right. Well, there's going to be a lot more questions going forward, but I sure appreciate y'all joining me today and filling in some more information. Allison and Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Allison, Greg, LDOT PIO and project director with LDOT, Matt Erickson, joining us right here on Midday Mobile.